Yeah, it's me again. It's what is it? Quarter after three in the morning, AM. I just did a show, Truth is Hate, for this podcast. I think it got over with around 9:30. But I couldn't release it. I listened to it. Actually, I didn't even listen to it after. I just knew what was in it. I was all excited. I had this breaking big news story. It was going to bust apart corruption in New York State. At least in a small town. And then I read the paperwork again. The devil is in the details, folks. The devil is always in the details. But these corrupt cocksuckers that just railroaded me, just extorted $150 out of me, actually. There's a little clause here. I don't even know what it means. It says, no. A copy of the request, and this is, what am I reading from? I'm reading from a certificate of disposition. So I couldn't talk about anything on this at all. I don't know if any of you have seen my YouTuber in any of the BitChute videos that I did when I was during the show when I had a black eye. I never mentioned anything about it, the black eye I had, but because there was a pending case involving it. And now I got the certificate of disposition, which means I can talk a little bit here, but I did an open podcast about 6 hours ago where I named names and blew the top off this corruption that really led up to an elected official that I didn't really know any higher that it went to. That what I knew about stopped at that official's desk, and that he would have been, he or she would have been connected to the state of New York at that point, which would have been the state troopers and the revenue that they get off of traffic stops on 81. So that's basically what this is all about, is it's a small town in New York that's got this corrupt deal going on. Most of their revenue is coming from DWI stops on, by the state police on 81. But they're all taking kickbacks and everything. And I just caught a really small town that caught doing it. I mean, and they screwed up the paperwork even, and they were so arrogant and greedy that I told them right up front that I knew what they were doing and that all I wanted was a fair trial. And they forged documents and everything. This judge and this lawyer in this small town in New York, which I'm not going to name right now. But it says here, caution. This information must not be divulged if the case is sealed or where the defendant has been educated a youthful offender. Well, I am not educated a youthful offender, but if this case is sealed, that the information must not be divulged. So that would be specifics of this specific case. And this disposition was entered in a plea agreement instead of a trial. The corruption here was the judge is a fucking corrupt asshole. He forged papers against me saying I made a plea that I never did. I said, I never did that, and you know I didn't. And you even said last month that I didn't, that you knew I didn't, that we were going to get this all straightened out, that you didn't know why the DA would even have say that, that that's what they thought happened. And now, this month, you're like, well, if I signed it, it must have happened. And they don't even have stenographers in their courtroom. And I didn't even have court in the case at all. It all, everything that happened, happened in this judge's office, chamber office. Weirdest thing, $150. And I told them they were corrupt. And I knew what they'd do, and all I wanted was a fair trial. I don't care, you know. Basically, I was letting that stupid scumbag lawyer me know that I knew they were all corrupt. I know what plea bargains do. See, when, I brought my, I'm not going to name names on this podcast because I can't release the other one. I can't. In fact, I'm going to talk to the state police. I'm having an insomnia problem anyway, and I've been drinking coffee all day yesterday, and I'm still, what am I drinking now? Coffee? You know, all this noise I make, people think I'm smoking, or I don't know what they think I'm doing. It sounds like a lighter, I noticed, too, but I'm not really lighting anything. I do have candles around here and stuff. And then somebody said one time, it sounds like you're smoking a bong, but your breathing, it doesn't coincide with that noise. And I'm like, yeah, you know what, people? Don't worry about what I'm doing. I'm just sitting around here sipping coffee, banging on, like, knocking off the remnants of whatever I mixed my tea or coffee or cocoa up with on the knocking the spoon on the table. Whatever, little filthy habits that I do. But I did this podcast. I had court at 7 p.m. last night. And it's 3:30 in the morning, a.m. now, approximately, Eastern Standard Time, in sunny Syracuse, New York. Coming from you live from the Empire State. Man, I wish I could release the podcast I did 6 hours ago. I was so fired up. It was beautiful podcast. It was podcasting at its finest, I guess you would say. And I blew the whole freaking top out of this whole corruption. And, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm safe to do it. I need to. No, I'm going out to get my grandfather's cane back. That much I can say. And at State Troopers Barracks. If you ever, the only story I ever told, I didn't even tell why, was I told the story that I just happened to be talking to a state trooper. And I was, while I was being arrested. I didn't left that part out. But the whole thing's stupid. Have you ever said no to an addict? They get very, very violent. And they're very terrible to deal with. And they will attack you. That's what the black eye is all about. But I'm the one that got charged in my own home. Am I allowed to even say that much? Divulge this? No, I'm not divulging any names. And then there's an order, a case of an order of protection that I need to ask these troopers about too. Is this lifelong? Because I never agreed to anything on this. These were all forged documents by a corrupt judge in DA office. But I came in full fucking fire, baby, and this court is about 45 minutes from here. Court was at 7. I was here at 8:30 doing the podcast, fresh off my mind. It's podcasting at its best. But I named names and everything, and maybe I jumped the gun on this because I'm not sure if I'm safe. Some fucking lawyer out there somewhere might have a wild hair, want to make a name for himself. And if this thing goes higher than the county office that it does, if you leave the state, I'm going to talk to the state police. I don't know if them stormtroopers will come on down here to Syracuse, the so-called big city, at least up here in the state. Because this, what I'm dealing up with up in upstate, and a lot, everybody says New York, they think of New York City. But no. What we're dealing with up here is lakes and rivers and streams and creeks and waterfalls and gorges, and it's just beautiful. We got a great Lake Ontario. The Great Lake Ontario. It's just beautiful beaches. It's like having an ocean in the middle of your state. And it's just beautiful, beautiful New York State. It's just so gorgeous. And it's so corrupt being the Empire State. But it's nothing like New York City up here. Most of the state is beautiful. It's that little freaking island and down there, man. That's New York City. That's not even New York. It's just Ellis Island and Manhattan Island, Staten Island, Long Island, all the way up into that whole clusterfuck down there, going into the tri-state area. That we don't claim that in New York. Real New Yorkers are upstaters up here. And I'm talking about upstate is past Albany. I don't even consider a real upstater like me don't even consider Albany. Everything from Albany down south, east from there is downstate. Boom. And we include Albany with it because Albany sucks. It's the capital and it's only half a freaking city. It's downtown, the Hudson River, and then Rensselaer and Troy and shit. There's no, the whole other half of the city. Like, cities have a downtown and then they have a north side, a west side, south side, east side. Not freaking Albany. They got a Hudson River and then nothing. Isn't it the Hudson? Yeah, I think so. But, and so anything from Albany down there, and I include Troy, Rensselaer, and that whole shit show down through Kingston into Poughkeepsie, we're already past Poughkeepsie, I'm sorry, but Poughkeepsie is a shit show. All the way down West Chester County, you know, I'm including Kingston, all that, right on down in that tri-state clusterfuck. None of that is a representative of New York, as far as I'm concerned, being an upstate New Yorker, and I'm in central New York, what they consider the heart of New York, or the armpit. Right in the center of Syracuse. So, the towns around here really consider Syracuse as the big town. You know, and then you've got Rochester and Buffalo to the west. But Syracuse is like dead center in the state, and it sucks. If there wasn't a university here... We used to have a manufacturing base in this town. We had a full steel factory that was running at full capacity. We had, everything was running at full capacity. What we have left is just small contracts of steel factories and stuff that are barely holding on. We had a manufacturing base in this town where in the 80s when I was a teenager, you could quit a job and then get another one the next day doing something else at some assembly line, stupid somewhere. I'm sorry, I gotta take this tooth out of my teeth out of my mouth. That's what that noise was. But you noise people trying to figure out all the noise that's on the podcast. People crack me up. But, there was a factory downtown Syracuse called Gene's Potato Chip Factory, and I would go and get and register at all the temp services in town, all of them. And as long as you're registered with temp services and you had a slip, you could show up this factory downtown 24 hours a day. They ran all three shifts. And you could show up there anytime you want. Anytime, 24 hours a day. And get put to work. It was the craziest thing. And the thing is, I gotta take the top out too. The bottoms fell out. You would think the dentures, because of gravity, that the top ones would be the harder ones to keep in. But no, it's the bottom ones. You don't have that whole base glued to the top of your mouth to help you. But, so you could go into this factory any old time. And you would go in there and say, I want to work. And there was always a slot open. Because they were always short-handed. And, so they say, well, what company slips are you taking tonight? Oh, Staff King? I got that one. I'm registered with them. Oh, Western Staffing Personnel Pool? Who you take, you know, I have all of them. So I just figure out which company they're using that night. And, so they use more than one, too. So which one do I want to work for tonight? Well, this one pays more than that one. So you're taking Staff King and Western? I can get more money out of Western. At least a quarter or two, an hour. Anyway, so where do you want me? Stack boxes? You want me on the potato pickout? Cutout? I knew the whole thing. That, the economy must have been booming, but this town now is shit. A shit show. So they're just ripping people off on revenue on 81, but the big money is the DWIs. And that's all these little towns do. Is they bring them in on their DWIs, and then the DA, and then they assign the crooked court-appointed lawyer. Or if they hire their own lawyer, then they get all that fine money. And that gets kicked back to the state, too, because they're making all the money for them by pulling these people over. So whoever's, you know, directing these troopers to park in whose jurisdiction is going to make the money today for the speeding tickets and traffic stops. But the big money's in DWI. Everybody knows that. And every time I go out there to that courthouse, it's not even really a courthouse. It's a town hall. Everything's in there. Or what the hell? I can't even say what it is because I can't name names. It's one of those shit towns where everything's all one stop place. Court included. No stenography. Everything was done in this judge's office. Chamber. Including, they went ahead and forged papers saying that I made a plea bargain I never did. I wanted to go to trial. Like, I would not have done that. But, yeah, anyway, I've been sitting here for 6 hours thinking about all this. Like, I didn't even realize 6 hours went by after I did the podcast. Thinking all these scenarios. How connected are these people? Am I going to be safe if I go ranting at the mouth on this podcast and go writing a blog about it and start shining light? The thing about roaches is you shine a light on them, they all scatter. And you can never get them all in one place. You never get them all at the same time. Now, if this small town scumbag scheme and the dummies, I told them I knew what they were doing. I just wanted a trial. They're offering me a plea bargain on a violation like a traffic ticket, and I'm willing to fucking risk a misdemeanor conviction and do 8 months because I know I have a case and it's on principle. And my mother told me not to lie for them. And my mom's 80, and I wanted to honor my mother in the Ten Commandments. Because I don't know when I can not ever do that, you know. It's not like my mom said, oh, get a good night's rest, and I ignored her and didn't honor her. She's really said, don't you dare lie for them. Now, that's a direct order from my mom. If I don't honor that, I'm violating the Ten Commandments. Not that I really believe in the Ten Commandments at that point. I wouldn't go around violating the murder one. And I try not to convict my neighbor's wife and stuff. It's hard. I have to ask for forgiveness all the time. But I did, you know, want to honor this one at least. My mom is getting old. And I have to admit, I don't have many opportunities that really uphold my mom's wishes and honor my mother. And she invoked my grandfather's name into it. I don't care about that Cain. I don't even know if my mom remembers the truth about that Cain or not. She's got Alzheimer's. But she's a coherent most of the time, and I know she was coherent, Mom, when she said, don't you dare lie for them. Because I told her what they wanted me to do. Play out.
take the easy way out, get the cane back, and everything goes away.
Don't you dare lie to them. Don't let her get away with it. She said.
She already got away with it. It's just a white lie, Mom. She already got away with it. State ain't gonna do anything to her.
But my mom, I'll have to explain to her. So when I was signing the forced extortion papers, I looked at that cocksucker, crooked lawyer of mine, and I said, I guess I'll have to explain this to my mother. No, I said, don't worry. No, or I just, what'd I say? I said, I'll have to explain this to my mother. That judge, man, wouldn't even look me in the eye. See, even saying this, people, they know my real last name. They could probably figure out where I was at. See, I don't even, but I'm not really saying anything. And I can always deny it's ever true at this point. Another lie. Now my truth is hate, and I'm talking about telling a lie. See, they hate it when I tell the truth.
And that's the thing, man. I gotta talk to troopers tomorrow. I wanna ask them, man, how far connected are these two scumbags? Is this some Freemason stuff? Or is this mob stuff? I don't care about the politicians at the DA's office. And I don't want to know what the connection from there to the state highway is. I don't care to know. I mean, it's too dangerous for me to know. That's why I don't want to know. Of course I want to know. I hate corruption as an American.
Of course I want to know. I want to blow it all wide open. But these two dumb, sloppy, small town fucks. And I told them I knew they were corrupt. But all I wanted was a fair trial. And the arrogant, greedy thought I was just some scumbag ex-con from Syracuse. I didn't realize I was Harry Thomas from the Harry Thomas Show Week in Review, fighting corruption since 2005. Them dumb, stupid son of a bitches, man. Like, they should pay a fine within the Freemason organization, if that's what they are. I'm not sure what part of the corrupt organization they're in. I was going to ask the troopers how far this is. Like, should I podcast about it or not? Should I name names? You know. Who knows, man? Some zealous freaking lawyer out there might make a big deal out of it, and then I'll be the one that be held responsible for breaking the whole thing open, and then I got these freaking mobsters or Freemasons coming after me. And believe me, I hate them people, and I want to break it open, but I'm not that powerful. My little podcast don't hold that way. I'm no Joe Rogan or Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson. Not even anywhere near it. Like, I might be able to bust open the corruption of a lemonade stand, but state of New York, I don't know. So I I do have this podcast. I have a few recordings and stuff. And I got a few things. And if anything ever happens to me when I disappear, there's always a record of where I'm at and what I'm doing. And there's always podcasts or at least written statements to be released on my channels and on my websites. And there's backups to them, too, that people don't know about. But so if anything ever happens to me, there's a lot of shit that's going to be released out on the internet, including me talking about stuff and talking about that I'm about ready to go to this place here, and maybe I'm a little worried that I might not be coming back. So, like I said, there's lots of recordings, and they'll all be dumped out if something ever happens to me. But do I want to take, like, I want to ask the state police off the record. I don't even know if they do that. I'm going to go in there with my mask on. They say, how can I help you? I'm looking for Officer Friendly. And I'm smiling. But you can't see that I'm smiling because our unelected governor is mandated us to wear these things because she's afraid of this Omicron. Is she really afraid? Who's she working for? Who are you working for? Who's the DA working for? Oh, Floyd. Yeah. Well, I'm sure it goes higher to state, all these kickbacks. Probably goes right to the governess, the unelected governess office herself. But I don't know, personally, myself, any higher than the DA or the county. I don't know the county's connection to the state highway up there, but I knew though the big money is from getting them DWIs up on 81, Interstate 81, and the thruway, but the thruway isn't in the jurisdiction of this town of these scumbags. It's I-81 that is. Oh, well. I just wanted to podcast about it because I can't podcast about it. And I don't know what that clause means because when I was reading that, wouldn't I? Let me put my glasses back on. It said information if it's sealed. Sealed, because what I just did was I just pleaded a conditional discharge, and the devil is in the details. One piece of paper is dated wrong. The original disposition is dated, and I'm dick that I wasn't in court, and I can prove I wasn't there. Dumbasses. And then there was today's date, and then there was another date. So they have three different dates on shit. And then they got a date where I had a notary public sign a paper that their printer was down and I couldn't sign an order of protection because they couldn't print out the papers. But I signed a piece of paper with a notary right there saying that I signed a blank piece of paper for that purpose of that. But they actually took that piece of paper and used it to say that I made a plea bargain for the whole damn deal. Why would you do that 1 month on your first court appearance without your lawyer present, no stenographer or anything in the room? You wouldn't. It's not how court is held. And the dates are wrong, and the names have been changed to protect the guilty. But anyway, they fucked up and they were so arrogant they performed this act of extortion and high crimes that implicated their bosses right on up to elected political figures, and they thought they were just dealing with some nobody scumbag, but they didn't realize that I was Harry Thomas and been fighting corruption for 17 years. And that I have podcasts, that I'm a talk show, a news talk show personality. Them fat, live off the hog scumbag motherfuckers. Oh, you should have seen them, they're so grotesque. Relishing in there. And their debauchery. Oh, I left there. I'll tell you, I was nauseous. I was sick to my stomach. I said to my buddy, I told him, he was speechless, man. He was like, man, people don't even want to hang out with me anymore because I crushed their view of the world. They just can't live in their smug little, they just want to live in ignorance and bliss. They just want to hold on to it. They want to turn on the Today Show and live in a world that they want to believe that that's all real. That these people on the Today Show is real. That that's the real world that they're telling you about. Let me wake up in the morning and just, can you imagine being a person that really has never questioned your reality any farther than the Today Show? Or This Morning America or whatever is on there. I don't even know what's on anymore. I've seen them flash their tits live on the show, on one of the morning shows, Good Morning America. They don't allow that. They don't broadcast in front of the open windows anymore. It was a trench coat, full body flash, baby. Oh, no. It was outside I seen that. I seen it in front of the studio window one time. There was a couple flashes I seen on the live broadcast. I think there might even be recordings of that. People record everything. I'm sorry, I'm making a lot of noise here. But what I'm doing is wiping off sweat. And my microphone makes a lot of noise. Because I'm the Columbo. That's what I determined in the other podcast, I think. I am the Columbo of garage talk shows. That's what I am. I'm sloppy. I mispronounce things. I'm unorganized. I never comb my hair. I am the Columbo of garage talk shows. But even Columbo is a genius. Columbo always got his man. So is he. Madman or not? Was Columbo a madman? Or was he a genius? Is the milkman a madman? Or a genius? I don't know. I don't know, but at least I'm not them two freaking scumbag corrupt. Ugh. So gross. Gross. Yeah, well, I thought this podcast was over when I said it's not, though. It's 11 a.m. Hey, this thing's really got me rattled. It really got me rattled. I just got off the phone with my local Officer Friendly. Well, I was trying to find Officer Friendly because I'm a resident of the City of Syracuse Police Department, and I needed some advice on. I didn't know. I call up and I said, "Where would you report a crime, but that you're scared to report because it's very sensitive material?" I started right at the information desk. And she said, you gotta call 911. And I said, oh, no. This is far too sensitive information for 911. And she says, well, that's what you'd have to do. She goes, what kind of information is this? And I said, it involves politicians and stuff, and district attorneys, and judges and stuff like that. And she's like, well, sir, this is just, I'm just the information desk. And I go, that's why I'm calling you. To give you information. You know what I mean? Like, where do a person go to report a crime against the authorities in the community? Like, you're in a metropolitan city, and you call the information desk, and she's just like, sir, I'm just an information desk woman. I don't know. I tell people to call 911 or go to the emergency room. I don't know. And I said, well, there's got to be. It's because that was the non-emergency number and everything. It wasn't even the non-emergency number. It was just the information desk. She didn't even know to give me the non-emergency number. So I'm like, well, because the I already knew I should be calling internal affairs, but it's not listed anywhere. I go, well, is there like internal affairs or detective, internal affairs or something I could talk to? And she's like, oh, do you want the number for internal affairs? Sure, I can give you the number for internal affairs. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm like, okay. All right, all I got is questions, folks. I don't really have much. Questions, off-the-record questions. So the guy answers the phone. I ask his name. I write it down. How do you spell that? Thank you. He asked me my name. I said, I'm afraid to give you my name, but I'll give it to you anyway. And he said, how can I help you? I'd like to talk to you man-to-man. You know, there was a crime that was committed against me that I'd like to report, but it's very sensitive information. And he's like, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, it involves, elected officials and stuff. He said, well, what happened to you? I said, well, I just got ripped off and coerced and false documents presented in front of me, forged documents with elected officials' names on it, that I, at least they bluffed it anyway, that way. But he denied me of my right to a trial and said I already pleaded and pulled out this forged document. The judge did and said, you already pleaded to this. And I said, I didn't plead to that, and you know I didn't. And he said, well, if I signed it, then you did it. And he's like, where did this happen? And I told him, he said, well, that's not in this jurisdiction. I go, but I am. And it was a crime committed against me. I'm just looking for some advice, like, you know, from Officer Friendly. It's hard to find Officer Friendly sometimes. And I said to him, I go, you know, I go, these, not only, you know, and I explained to him, I can't even really say to it, but I said, this really has the potential to really go high up, the whole statewide. And he agreed. And I told him who I was. I said, I've been doing a talk show, a news talk show since 2005. And a story like this probably would not be that hard to make viral. Or, even if I just slipped it out there, it could go viral. Even if I wasn't willfully trying to make it go viral, which I would. But a story like this, all it would take is just some real hungry lawyer or somebody who would like to make a name for themselves by busting open a real state-wide or even a county-wide operation. I mean, you know, but I told him, I said, it's a Mason operation and it scares me. That's the part that scares me. Because it's either mob or Mason in this state. It's what, you know, basically, what kind of operation is it, mob or Mason? And I told him, you know, they got a woman, of course, out there as the fall person. It's the good old boys club. That's how they always set it up. I said, I'd like to go talk to her first before her and tell her, do you know you're in the fall? You a patsy here? When these sloppy, and I told the cop that, and I go, besides that, you know, even in the criminal organization they're in, man, they're sloppy. They're being sloppy. And then this woman's going to take the fall for it anyway. This is a good old boys club, he agreed. And he said, you're in a tough situation. He's like, there's really not much I can do for you. And I said, I know that. I go, I'm just looking for some advice, you know, man to man. What would you do, personally, if you were in my situation? And he said, sir. He said, sir, you're in a very difficult situation. And he said, if it was me, I would seriously reconsider releasing that podcast. And I go, that's your honest advice? From Internal Affairs in Syracuse. Yeah. And I go, because I don't know, man. I'm not big enough to take on the fucking Masons of the state. In the Empire State of New York. I ain't got no backing. But I wish I did. Hint. I don't even know who the fuck would be trying to set me up anyway. I don't trust a goddamn soul. But then at the end, I kind of teared up, man. And I said, I hope you guys do know the police military that the insurrection is the big lie, and that the American people are the enemy. And he said, I know. He said, we know, sir. He called me sir. He kept calling me sir. I said, thank you. And that was it. This is exactly how I sounded when I said it to him. That's what I'm saying. People need to understand we're in a fight for our lives here. Even that little information with that cop, of me just saying, I really hope you guys know that we're not the enemy. Because he knows. He knows. They know who I am. They know what I got to say. It ain't hard to find out. And I'm like, I told him, I said, I'm just afraid the state police are going to come down and beat the shit out of me. Or suicide me. And he said, that's a legitimate concern. I'm like, oh my God, this is a city cop. Internal affairs. Man, even he would back down. Wow. But I'm still talking about it. I don't care. I don't care, really, but I'm not willing to end my work all here over them two scumbags up in San
Francisco.
Two scumbags in San Francisco. Because they ripped me off for $150 either. So I got to put it in perspective. You can't do no good from jail or the grave. Not in this war. Them cocksuckers. The fucking good old boy motherfucking Masons. I just did a bunch of research on it. Good old boy. They so smug up there in their lodges. Sitting there with their fat cigars and their brandy. I can see that one fat cocksucker. I wish you could too. How smug they were after they ripped me off. Like two fucking goblins. The judge looked like the Grinch that stole Christmas. Actually, he looked like a Dr. Seuss character. Or, I don't know, man. But he wouldn't look me in the eye, that bastard. I stared him down. Oh, and the one thing I remembered, I didn't just sign that paper. I said something while I signed it to that freaking nasty smelling boy. I swear there was grease pouring off him. He was. His hair, he slicks back his hair, too. And that Grecian formula. Probably pays prostitutes or little boys. He looks like that type, too. Skeezy. Ugh. Ugh. But when I leaned over to sign the fake deposition, the coerced one, with the wrong dates and the wrong plea agreement with the charges. They didn't even get that right. And then I asked the secretary for the disposition on the way out the door. And I'm glad I did. Because that disposition had a different date and a different plea bargain. So I got conditional discharge on two different plea arrangements. Two different dates. Wow, how does that happen? It happens because these two sloppy guys were drinking too much beer in the old Freemason Lodge, put a whole statewide operation in jeopardy. And if the cops don't want to do nothing about it, then I like them to be punished financially for putting. You know what I'm saying? I'm not looking. I even told the cop on the phone. I even told them, egotistical bastards, that I knew what their game was. And I knew how they ripped people off with their deals, with their backdoor deals. And they went ahead and openly did it anyway. That's how arrogant they are and sloppy. And they went ahead and did it in front of a news talk show host that exposes corruption since 2005. how their little Mason friends might like to know that. That there's a guy sitting with, well, a few thousand people, maybe tens of thousands of people that are reachable with this information. And that it reaches not only that little elected bastard sitting in that small town operation judge and his little buddy who gets all the court-appointed cases, but it leads right up to the top elected position of the district attorney of that county in New York State. And anybody who is any kind of investigative journalist could figure it all out from what I just said. But it couldn't prove anything, but it lead them in the right direction. But it's not me saying it. It's not me naming names on some podcast. It's just me ranting about a couple of little good old boys ripping me off for $150. But now, and nobody listens to this anyway, like 7 people, 9 people. Who the fuck will listen to the last one? 7 people. If I send it all out again, maybe 12 people. If somebody else sends it out, maybe 23 people. If a couple other people promote it, it might reach 100. That's how these videos are going. Except YouTube. If I put it out on YouTube. Oh boy. Boy, what... You know, I didn't really tell them that the podcast isn't what you want to worry about. But. So the cop said, I got some thinking to do. I got a big decision to make. I wish I had more help than Officer Friendly in Syracuse at the Internal Affairs Division. He was very respectful and he was helpful. And I was able to drop a few bombs on him and sway a little, get in his mind a little. That's what I do. I do things one mind at a time. I did have a little psychology on him, especially with the tears, but them were real tears. You know, I'm not bullshitting anybody here. Them were real tears, man. This whole thing breaks my heart. Not for them dummies did to me. But the whole new world order and what they're doing to our kids. But we have to follow our hearts. And we gather here with grateful hearts. And we tell the truth like the revolutionary soldiers that we are. And we carry on. And we enjoy the little things. We eat our vegetables and we be grateful. And I had to dishonor my mother. But that's what I said to him when I signed that document. And I took my eyes off that cretin judge. When I looked down and scribbled my name, I looked at him. I took my eyes off the judge. I looked down, scribbled my name on that fake deposition, and I looked at that judge, that lawyer, and said, I'll have to explain this to my mother somehow. And then I put my eyes right back on that judge, and boy, it wasn't until I said, well, who do I get the money to? Who? He was like, that guy was at Willy Wonka Factory now. Woo, it's me! Me, and the judge is like, him at the same time. Wee, what do you got, 20s? Ooh, you got lottery tickets? Is that worth anything? Yeah, it's worth $1. Oh, you want $1? No, I spent $1. Got it bad. See, they're dumb. I'll tell you what. The police don't do. Their police are scared of these people. Maybe I ought to rat them into their own people. Maybe I ought to rat them into their brothers. Their fraternity brothers, the Order of Death of the Masons. Let them fucking deal with these arrogant cocksuckers. They're putting your whole operation in jeopardy, you know. The whole cabal in New York. Maybe that's what I should do. Maybe I should say, rat them in. See, if I was a vindictive man, that would bring me to the dark side, wouldn't it? See, no, these guys are putting your whole 81-90-690 interstate operation, you jeopardy boys. That fat, greasy... These court-appointed piece of shit. You know he's not the mastermind behind it. He needs to be fired. And then the judge, the leaky, he might be senile. He's like a leaky old faucet. Needs to be tightened up a little bit. Don't you think? Masons. I wonder if the Masons like infiltrate and listen to these podcasts. They got to. It can't just be the feds and the intelligence communities. That's who it is too. The whole thing is like 7 people listened to the last podcast. Yeah, they were representatives of all the major intelligence communities. Hi, guys and girl. You got to have one of them girl in there because there's quotas, aren't there? There are discrimination laws. You guys are funny. But I don't care. Even if it's just you spooks listening to me, man, my message is still going into somebody's head. And you know you're doing wrong. You know you're doing wrong. Working for the wrong side. God, we're just good people. We just want our country back. Can't human beings have one goddamn thing in this world? The good ones? Huh? Huh? You ask yourself that. What kind of pills you taking to allow yourself to sleep at night? Man. Can't we just have one thing in this world? John Lennon? Couldn't let us have him? All we wanted was just to give peace a chance. Come on. You know, I might be a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Come on, you spooks. Can't we do something about this someday? Can't a guy like me, like, report a crime? Have a trial? Without being extorted? This isn't even America anymore. Never was. Never fucking was. Not since I would have been born. Since 1969, I've never seen any remnant of any real America that they tried to sell me on. Like Carlin said, the American dream, man. It's bullshit, because you have to be asleep to believe it. Yeah, it's funny. It's an American nightmare. I was born into prison planet. God, I wish there was enough of us so that when you make a call like that and they say, oh, you want to report that crime? They are they? Hey, you know, like it is on TV. You know, Johnson, Scully, Cooper, get over here. Send two buses and a squad car out to... Or start investigating this legitimately. No. No, you just get a cop, officer friendly, on the other side. He's just as scared as you are. He says, I know. We know. We're scared. Oh, man. Just the look, the corruption in the eye.
To look the evil right dead in his face like I did.
It just drives me to want to fight even more. It's all it does. But I can't be consumed by hate. I have to center myself. I have to center myself and remember the teachings of Reverend Martin Luther King. You can't drive out hate with hate. Only love can do that. Them are evil men.
Come on in, is it open? You hold on. You are on a podcast Lisa? Right now.
Lisa?
Oh.
Lisa, that your name?
Yeah. Yeah, so you can't look. No. This ain't me.
That's not you?
No. All right. No, thank you, though. Yeah, so I was looking at evil straight in the face like that, and it shakes a man. You know, it just shakes a man. And you wonder, you know, it drives you to want to fight harder. And then it also makes you feel so powerless. And then, I don't even know what I'm feeling, but I can't. I did sleep, actually. It's also, we're getting ready to hunker down for a snowstorm up here in New York. Or something, it's going to get cold. So I got a decision to make also whether or not I need to go out for provisions before goddamn North. You know, Charlie Daniels always said the South's going to do it again. I hope they do. If I didn't have my mother up there, I'd go down South. I'd go right to Texas at this point. You don't mess with Texas. All my exes aren't in Texas either. And, when they do things big. I've always been afraid to go to Texas because I was always a marijuana smoker and they always dealt with the potheads pretty harshly. But, yeah, them are the old days, man. I wonder how I'd look in a cowboy hat. Carlin said, give up the cowboy hat, Drew. You ain't no cowboy. You're sucking on the end of a big brown dick. But I don't know where this podcast is going. Nowhere. I reopened it back up. But I don't know, with the right help, I'll tell you what. Right help, I'll take on any. Man, I don't have much to lose, man. But I'm not going to lose everything over this two scumbag Freemasons that have just gotten sloppy. I don't want the Masons to do anything to them either. Not a vindictive person, but I mean, no, but seriously though, they are putting their whole operation in jeopardy. I mean, so arrogant and sloppy the way they are. Because if a guy like me, the Columbo of garage talk shows, could figure it out, anybody could figure it out. That's what I'm saying. If I podcast about it, anybody can figure all that out if they wanted to. You know, the whole disappointing thing I thought about this is, what if I did? What if I went all the way and I put every focus I could get into that video and it out surpassed my biggest video on YouTube of 10,000 plus views? All right? And then it got even bigger because somebody else grabbed it and because of the content of it. But nobody ever did nothing about it. It just got views. And nothing. Just YouTube views. And a couple comments and some likes. And nice show. Way to go. Nice show. And that's it. How disheartening would that be? I'm telling the truth here. I'm pouring my heart out here. Because this is truth. It's hate. And they always hate it when I tell the truth. Well, I'm willing to tell the truth. I mean, I did talk to a cop. I don't talk to cops. I've never had good experiences with cops. I just don't do it. And I called a cop today and asked some good, friendly advice, man-to-man, internal affairs guy off the record. So, there's another person who knows. But he's I don't know, he's just as scared as I am about it. He ain't gonna do nothing about it. He probably knows more things than I do. He agreed with me. The whole conversation, he agreed with me. And you know what? The validation felt good. I'll tell you that much. From a cop. Oh, I agree, he says. Oh, yeah. 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 That is a concern. I'm like, I know, that's why I'm talking to you. Oh, man. Well, milk is honey, in the land of milk and honey. What happens when the honey's gone and you're just left with the milk?